is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official now says that Russia has asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine. The request comes amid tensions about the ongoing war ahead of a Monday meeting in Rome between top aides for the U.S. and Chinese governments. The White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has bluntly warned China to avoid helping Russia evade the punishment from sanctions that have hammered the Russian economy. He says that the U.S. will not allow that. U.S. officials also accused Beijing of spreading false Russian claims that Ukraine was running chemical and biological weapons labs with U.S. support. They say that China is effectively providing cover for a potential chemical attack by Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he will continue negotiating with Russia and is waiting for a meeting with the President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky has repeatedly called for a meeting with Putin, but so far his requests have gone unanswered by the Kremlin. Zelensky said Sunday during his nightly address to the nation that his delegation has a clear task to do everything to ensure a meeting between the two presidents. Zelensky said that talks are held daily between the two countries via video conference. He said the talks are necessary to establish a ceasefire and more humanitarian corridors. U.S. journalist Brent Reynald was killed, and another American journalist was hurt when Russian troops opened fire on their car in Irpin near the capital and Kyiv police. A new York Times spokesperson said that the 50-year-old Reynald was a talented filmmaker who had contributed to the New York Times over the years, but he